Krista and the Morning Rush help you find love with missed connections.
It is time to slow it down on your Wednesday hump day to find
slow.
That. Get down. Find that person that you saw outside and you're like, gosh, dang, that's a really attractive man. Or that's a really hot woman.
Woman. Beautiful, gorgeous.
Yeah, but you can't
open
up
your mouth.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. It happens. And that's why we go to the internet for Craigslist. And we, of course, talk about the women for men and men for women. So I'll kick it off this time, Shady.
Awesome.
This is Women for Men, and it's titled, I Promise I'm Not a Biatch. You know what I'm saying. I know we had a lot of chemistry for two people sitting at the Applebee's bar. You were drinking a Bud Light, and we shared some sweet, sweet Cajun tots.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to have a long, witty conversation with you, but unfortunately, our night was cut short. A woman, either your wife or girlfriend, barged in and started yelling at you for being a lonely piece of trash. You also called me a hoochie, which was totally uncool. Personally, I think she's projecting her own hoochiness on me. I don't think I can go back to that Applebee's. I mean, what if someone says something? Since I can't go to my favorite dining spot anymore, you owe me dinner. I promise I'm not like the other women. I'm not some raging biatch who will scream over nothing. I'm a sweet girl who will do sweet things to you. Mm. I don't know why you are with her. You can do so much better. Hint, hint. Please get your you-know-what out of your purse and call me. If she tries to bug us again, I'll knock that teeth out of her mouth. I promise.
Well,
I wouldn't want to mess with her. Not at an Applebee's.
Sounds pretty vicious.
Yeah.
Getting vicious at an Applebee's.
Maybe at a local Ponderosa I would do that, but not at my local Applebee's.
Applebee's. We got a one here. It's meant for women. It's called a drunk pantsless redhead. Krista?
Oh, my. Oh, this is me.
So it says, I will admit that it was a weird night for me, but I bet it was even weirder for you. It was 2 a.m. last Sunday when I was getting up in the middle of the night. When I looked out the window, I saw you, a redhead wearing what I thought at the time was a mini dress, sitting on my lawn. I ran out to see what was going on and noticed you didn't have a mini dress on. You only had on a t-shirt, no pants, no shoes, no, Krista, you're going to love this word, panties.
Ugh.
I guess you got scared of the 300-pound bald guy in a robe rushing outside because you took off running.
Yes.
You were clearly drunk because you immediately tripped and headbutted my car door. I usually don't let women do that until we, are on a first-name basis. I went inside to grab you an ice pack for your head, and when I came back, you had run off into the night, leaving nothing but an empty Smirnoff bottle and a dent in my car door.
Classy.
You got a cute freckled face, and you seem fun. I want you to come back so I can connect the dots. Sincerely, Thaddeus.
Thaddeus?
What a good name for a 300-pound bald guy in a robe.
That is super hot.
There you go. Super hot, Thaddeus.
By the way, this was about me.